listening to this broadcast live or is going to later, Father, we create the atmosphere right now of peace. Lord, we send forth your word. We send forth your peace in the midst of a storm. Lord, I thank you that just as we feel your presence here today, Lord, we send forth your presence into the highways and the byways to encompass round about the people that are fighting off fear, that are trying to grab a hold of something that keeps them safe. Lord, you are our refuge. You are our safety. You are our high tower. We run into you and we are saved. We thank you, Lord, you have made provision for such a time as this. And Lord, we step into that provision right now. We step into it and we receive all that you paid for on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for your resurrection power that lives in those that know you. But for those who do not know you yet, we seize this opportunity to announce your power, to announce your authority, to announce that your judgment is against the enemy. We declare that this thing that has tried to rear its head is from the pit of hell. And God, I thank you that you have given us all authority over the authority of the enemy. And so today we come not in fear, but in faith. We come not to relax, but to fight. We come with a resolve inside of ourselves that you are our God, that you are more than enough, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for what you are doing today. We thank you, Lord, that there are people all over the world that are being praying today, praying for the countries all over the world. I thank you, God, that we are called today for a national day of prayer. God, I thank you that other countries will follow suit. We know that you are our answer, and we proclaim the name of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus is higher than any tactic of the enemy. And we give you praise for it. We give you praise for it, Lord. We thank you, God, for joining us today. We thank you for joining us today, securing us today in your love, Lord, in your love. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. One more time, Danielle. Sing it, sing it, sing it, and believe it.
Daydream. It's so much better your way, your way. Oh, hallelujah, you're a great defender. It's so much better your way, your way. Oh, God, hallelujah, you have rescued us.
So we release the truth of who you are in Jesus' mighty name. thank you for joining us today. I'm going to start off by telling you what the Lord told me on Tuesday of this week. He gave me the title of this message, and the title of this message is In the Day of Trouble. Now, I didn't know when he said that, what that would all mean and what would be realized and what we'd be challenged with in the next few days. But I went from writing precautionary measures that we were going to take at Liberty into making this decision. And so I want to address why I made this decision that we are doing this service in a different way. It's not that we're not doing the service. We're doing the service. We're doing it virtually. And we are doing it because of this. The Lord tells us that we need to be proactive in caring for one another. I hope you're listening to me today. Philippians 2, 3, and 4 says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. I will address that further. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. And let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but also the interests of others. Now, what I mean by this is that people will have different perspectives on the decisions that people are making right now, whether you're taking precautionary measures, whether churches are meeting in the church, out of the church, virtually, whatever is occurring. And so we are doing what we are doing on behalf of those that may not walk in the same level of faith as others. It is presumptuous of us to think that new believers or people that have never trusted God to win in any of their attacks, that they're going to be okay if we are in an assembly that could put them in danger. And so we're going to look out for those who can't look out for themselves. Now, the prophet in me wants to say, we're all coming. We're all going to fight. We're all going to stand. We're going to face the enemy down. But that would be assuming that everyone is on board for that. Okay, so we have to honor also what we have been asked to do by our government. Now, I know that's not a popular thing for people to do that right now, is to show honor or even honor to our government. But I am thankful that we have a government that is trying to do the best that they know how to do to stop the spread of the coronavirus. I'm so tired of hearing about it. I'm sure you are too. I mean, we know what it looks like. We know so much about this thing that it is mind-boggling. But we as Christians need to be aware of the tactic of the enemy. And this is not just a tactic of the enemy that has caused a virus. Now, I want you to listen to me. We are in a spiritual fight. This is not just a natural fight. I mean, okay, it's a natural fight. And God has given us the provision for this. We're going to win against this. I totally believe this. And I declare to you, this will be short-lived. I just believe it. Okay, this is a very temporary situation. However, we need to understand what Satan is trying to do. Now, here is what I heard people saying is that, you know, on the news even, which are usually so divisive, they said, okay, we're taking these preemptive measures as America to stop the virus before it, and to contain it. They said it will keep it from spiking, but we can't do this alone. We need the cooperation of our citizens. That's what they said. And so they are asking us to exercise caution. I don't think there's anything wrong with us listening to what they're saying about exercising caution. But here's the spiritual side of it. As soon as anybody makes a decision, then people who have a different opinion start having decisions against you. And so now there are sides, again, lining up in the body of Christ, imposing what they believe over what your decision is. I just want you to know that pride and spiritual pride is probably worse than the coronavirus. Some people have inside information that you may not know about. You better just keep yourself in alignment with God. Just let everything... Oh, I am frustrated with the body of Christ not recognizing that the full power of God and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit will come into fullness when we ever decide to come into unity and quit bickering about other things. This is a higher thing that the body of Christ has to realize. Now, I heard, there's a lot of opinions. Believe me, this was hard for me to do. My pastor side won out in protecting people. And so I want to be considerate to everyone, but that does not mean that I am not standing here in faith, because I am. I am not afraid of the coronavirus. I am not getting the coronavirus. I believe that none of you are getting the coronavirus. And so let me just declare that to you right now. But on the side of what we have been told, the best thing that we can do for America at this time is to take these precautionary measures, and I chose to do that. So if you want to have a fight, you can fight with me. Okay, so, but we must not judge other people. We must not. Okay, so ignoring what is going on and calling it faith, ignoring it, this is nothing, this is nothing, this is nothing, and calling it faith. Now, some of you may have faith, and so I'm not going to judge you for having good faith. Good, so do I. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the word of God, that's awesome. But some people don't have that kind of faith, and so we have to allow the Holy Spirit to identify where our faith really is, and if we're really standing in faith or we're just ignoring things. Ignoring things never causes things to stop. It never has, and it never will. Standing on the Word of God and being full of what He has said about what He has provided for us and aligning ourselves with Him and speaking the Word out of our mouth is what is going to change things in unity. I wish I could hear you all say in unity. I'm going to tell you to say it anyway. So for those, you don't know what's going on in other people's lives. I mean, there's a lot of people that are in different battles and they're weary right now. They need us to arise. And so as we arise on the behalf of them, we move forward. Okay, so let's see what the Word of God has to say about the day of trouble. All right. I want to declare this to you. There is hope in the day of trouble. There is hope right now. God is not surprised by any of this. Do you know that? He's so aware that this was going to happen, and He addressed this actually in the prophecy that He gave us at Liberty this year. He said that He called this year would be Holy Spirit empowered by the Holy Spirit as never before. Holy Ghost, fire filled, the dynamite of God to overcome every tactic of the enemy. And so He set us up for such a time as this. He set us up. And the Lord specifically said this to us. He said, you must hear and know and obey my voice. So the first thing we have to do is position ourselves properly, as we did in worship today, that we are going to hear Him. Thank God that we are a people that know how to hear His voice. Praise the Lord that He has taught us how to be still and how to hear Him. And He said, then you have to know me. His character is important for us to be settled on right now. God's character is amazing. We can count on Him. And I'll get into more of that later. And He said, you need to also obey my voice. He said, in those three things, hear, know, and obey, you will stand, now listen to what He said, you will stand against any resistance with my empowerment and wisdom, and God himself said he will stare down any resistance and it will give way to my will. So praise the name of the Lord. He has already given us the antidote to what is going on because he released this to us. And they said this is a resistance strain. They said that that's part of the problem. They don't know how to attack this thing. But our God already knew this and already gave us remedy. Amen. He said, stay connected to me. And I will join you in the battle to bring the victory that will bring people out of delusion and deception. And are you ready? And into the realms of the spirit that cannot be denied. Now, we know that as we come together as the body of Christ at Liberty, God has been moving by his spirit in phenomenal ways, and we are secure in him. I know that there is a different anointing when we come together as believers, but I believe today we are coming together as believers virtually. And so Satan will not stop us from doing what God has called us to do. And in fact, we're going to be more empowered because of this. I believe that if we respond properly to this, we are going to learn. We are going to lay down some things that we have never been challenged on before, like judgment, like spiritual pride. We are going to grow up as a church, and we are going to defy the enemy. We are going to defy the enemy, and we are going to stay in obedience to him. He said he is going to keep us in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because we trust in him. So thank God that we choose to do that. So if you're not in perfect peace right now, I speak that into you. And let's just say that. You will keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. And I am choosing to trust in you. That is what he told us to do. The word says that his will is also to bring salvation. Now, probably the most popular verses in the Bible come into play right now, John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. Okay, so saved, included in that word, it comes from the word sozo, and it means safe. You need to say out loud to yourself and into the atmosphere right now, Jesus died to make me safe. Say, I am safe. It also means to deliver and to protect. So say, Jesus came to deliver me from the plan of the enemy and to protect me. He is preserving my life and I am whole. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, but did you also see that he talks about us having wisdom? So in the day of trouble, we have to have wisdom. According to the word that he has given us at the beginning of the year, he said we must operate in his wisdom. So we have to enter into his presence. We have to cultivate his peace. We have to concentrate on him. And then we have to come into the same heart and the same spirit. Now, here is the meat of this that we're going to concentrate on today. Psalms 50, verse 15. It says this, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Now, let us look at what trouble here means. It means this. It means adversity. It means adversary. It means affliction. It means distress. It means tribulation. So This is a day of trouble when our adversary is arising with words and with action to afflict people, to cause people to be in adversity, confusion, distress. People are in tribulation, wondering what they're going to do. It's not just about germs or viruses. It's also the economy. And so all of these question marks and all of this frustration and all of this fear is coming upon them because they don't know how their future looks. And so, but we have the remedy right here in these verses. First of all, we're going to see what to do in the day of trouble. And the first thing is call upon him. Hallelujah. A few Sundays ago, the Lord said to us that he was accosting us by the Spirit. I love that. And we have heard reports of people that have been away from the Lord. The Spirit of God is accosting them, grabbing a hold of them, challenging them in an aggressive way, calling them home. There are people that didn't know what to do in certain situations, and the Holy Spirit accosted them and told them exactly what to do, gave them remedy. There were people that had never been able to overcome some things, and the Holy Spirit was moving and accosted them. And they were able to lay down things that they hadn't been able to lay down for years. And so he has doing that. But I want you to know that in this verse, I love this. Calling upon him means this, accosting him. I had no idea. Accosting him, calling out to him, addressing him by name, inviting him and making a proclamation. We read these scriptures like call upon me. We had no idea how much that is in that one part of this scripture. When we actually stand in accost God, call him near to us, tell him what we need, invite him in, address him by name. It's up to him. Is he your God? Is he your protector? Is he your deliverer? We declare it today. We are accosting God to show up as our protector, show up as our deliverer. Is he an ever-present help in time of trouble? He is. Is he never changing? He is. Is he faithful? He is. Is he always present? He is. Is he the all-sufficient one? He is. Is he more than enough? He is. He is the beginning and the end. He never leaves us. He never forgets about us. He has got you in the palm of his hand. We need to keep this alive inside of our spirit. We need to invite God into what is happening in this day of trouble. And we can do that by calling upon his name and everything that is included in calling upon his name. So we are not calling upon a God that is in short ability. No. No. There is nothing impossible for our God. Nothing. There is nothing impossible for him. We are calling on the one who was, who is, and is to come. Hallelujah. The one, the true, the only God. And we are calling on Almighty God with all of his might and all of his power. And as we call out to him, accosting him in this day of trouble, we are making him happy because we are counting on him. He wants to. So with faith, we make a proclamation of who he is, and we believe in what he said he will do. Amen. So next part of this scripture is this. We see his promise to us. He says, I will deliver you. He didn't say, I might deliver you. He didn't say, if you do certain things a certain way, I'll deliver you. He is our deliverer. Amen. And he said, when you call upon me, when you call upon me, addressing me for who I am, the great I am, then I will deliver you. And deliver means, I love it, deliver means to deliver and to equip for a fight. It means to strengthen. It means to go. It means to be ready, to ready us, to be a soldier. He is going to make us soldiers. He's going to draw things out of us. He's going to prepare, make ready and prepare us. So when he says, I will deliver you, what he is really saying is, I am going to deliver you by equipping you, by making you aware of who I am on the inside of you, and together we are going to partner to win the victory. You see, we want magic from God, and God is saying, okay, church, arise now in this time when there is so much trouble and be the church I've called you to be. And the first thing we need to do is to take care of unity, to take care of what we're believing God for together and let go of everything else. Just let go of everything else. Do you understand who our God it is? You see, he didn't say, there'll be no days with trouble. He said that in the day of trouble, so we know there's days of trouble, that we call on his name and he arises and equips us as an army and he is fighting for us. Hallelujah. This is a big deal because the reaction to the virus that they say is that you feel like you've lost all your strength. You are very weakened by this. But hey, we take a hold of this virus, staying ourselves on the word of God, knowing that the Lord God is with us, that we can arise and have the victory, and we join together as the army that he has called us to be. Now, Jesus has won the victory, and when we call on him and we acknowledge him and who he has joined us with, then us, believers, not only overcome, but we are carriers of the good news to other people. Now, how amazing would the announcement be that because we are honoring what is being told us to do, and we are going to pray all over this nation today, that there was a shift in the atmosphere, and there was a suddenly where the virus dissipates. Now let us put our faith on that. Amen. And the last part of this verse gives us the result. And I love it, love it, love it. It says, and you shall, not you might, you shall glorify me. We are going to be more aware of how God moves, more aware of staying in faith, more aware of his word. And do you know why? Because for what Satan meant for bad, God is turning around for good. Do you know what just happened? You have more freedom than you've ever had for a long time. You're going to have time where you get paid to stay home. You're going to have the time to get in the word. You are going to have time to be alone with the Lord, to worship him, to get your mind stayed on him, to hear his directives, and then do what he asks you to do. Go where he tells you to go. Be wise, but listen to the Holy Spirit. Maybe you have an assignment to lay hands on somebody and see them recover, but let us arm ourselves first. Let us get and take advantage of this time. Let us take advantage of spending time with our families where Satan has tried to keep families apart before. This is an amazing time of being empowered with the promises of God and teaching the families how to come together around the word of God and partaking of it. Being able to do what has been impossible to do because of the demands of the day. So what Satan meant to do, gathering together with families to train children, to train others in the body of Christ, to take aggressive action with the active word of God. So let's do that. We can utilize it and we can bring forth unity and power. We have to give no place to the enemy. No place to the enemy. You cannot give place to the enemy about this decision. I was talking to many pastors this week. And you have to protect your heart through all of this because we've never experienced these kind of announcements or experienced anything like this. So we have to make every decision that we make based upon wisdom, not fear. Now, a lot of times, they look alike. You make a decision and it can appear to be fear when it's actually wisdom. You make a decision and it could be faith, but it looks like fear. So you know that. I know that these decisions, I got together with my elders, and we made this decision based on the faith that God is protecting us by doing what wisdom told us to do. Amen? So we are going to listen to those that are in authority with the necessary guidance, but we will never deny God and what he tells us to do. So if God tells us to get everybody together and to go into the streets, we'll do that too. But we will not be foolish. We will wait until the Lord tells us collectively to do that. So the real power lies within the people of God that are actually spirit empowered. We are to be the solution to the world and put our trust in him. So we have to be willing to position ourselves, to look to God for our answers, and then we have to stand in the gap for other people. Now, you know, most of us have been in the church. We've been trained with the word. Most of us have a strong foundation, and for that, I'm very thankful. And I know that it's hard when these times come for us to imagine people without that kind of foundation. There are people that don't even know what God is capable of or what he's done. And this is our time where we get to stand in the gap and gather them in faith. Now, even those who don't know the Lord, they're counting on something to happen. They are looking for somebody who has answers and that has confidence in something higher than what they have. And so I believe this is where we stand. We stand in the gap. We keep our hearts right. We fight the fight of faith. And we call upon his name. And surely he will deliver us. Surely he will deliver us. Without a doubt, we will have confidence in our God. So everyone, and is wise for you to do so, needs to be praying Psalms 91. I'm just going to read a few verses of that. Verse 1, he who dwells in the secret place, that means he is your dwelling place of the Most High. We have to be Holy Spirit God dwellers. We need to be able to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and there we abide, we are strengthened, we are safe under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In him I will trust. In him I will trust. And surely, say surely, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from perilous pestilence. So this thing is perilous pestilence, and we will be delivered. Amen. So we can have confidence in our God. So thank God he has given us the advantage of knowing his word, and we can stand in the gap and push that out to other people. We have a relational connection with God that overtakes our natural senses, keeps us in peace. How can the body of Christ walk this out in front of other people and make a difference? By walking in peace. By not getting all upset. By you can take precautionary, listen, wash your hands. I can't believe that people don't wash their hands. I mean, they said wash your hands so much that, like, I guess they're trying to make us aware that we actually need to wash our hands. Like, hello, were we not washing our hands? I just don't understand. And what is up with the toilet paper? I just don't understand. I mean, I understand. I'm going to give Florida a little break here that we're used to hurricanes, and so everybody has to get hurricane ready, but you know that we usually lose electricity And so, you know, and, you know, we can't always get the supplies we need, so we stock up. And water is a big commodity for us to have. But, like, we have running water. No one said we're going to lose water or electricity. So this is just a fear response. If you want to know if people are scrambling in fear, look at the lack of water and toilet paper for no reason whatsoever. For no reason, okay? Other than this is the way they respond to the news that is being put out there. Okay, so our relational connection with God, the way that I know him, the way that you know him, the way that we put our trust in him, the confidence that we have in him will be exuded out so that other people that can grab a hold of this. They're going to wonder why we are not in a tizzy like they are. And we will be able to take advantage of that and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalms 20, verse 1 says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble, and may the name of the God of Jacob defend you." Hallelujah. So we are going to look at verse 4. It says, "He will grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose." Part of what Satan is trying to do is to stop Christians from fulfilling their purpose, to stop people in their tracks from fulfilling their purpose. You know, if he can get everybody riled up about, listen, even Christians need to set their eyes on the fact that there is no president able to save you or any president that's able to kill you. And we need to say there is nothing able to steal our purpose unless we give it up. We cannot give up our purpose. He is going to give us our heart's desire for us to fulfill our purpose. Whatever the hand of God is upon your life, don't be trying to figure out how you're going to make money right now. Don't be speaking and adding to the gloom and the doom and all of the things. Do not let yourself get into this where you are, you know, not trusting in your bank account because all of a sudden it's not as big as it used to be, or you're wondering how it's going to stay what it is, or you're going to want. In the name of Jesus, he is going to grant us according to our heart's desire, and he will enable us to fulfill all of our purposes. Our job is this: we will rejoice in God's salvation, and in the name of the Lord, we will set up our banners, and the Lord will fulfill our petitions. So we petition the Lord for security. We petition the Lord for our economy. The Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Okay, so having said all that, I hope that I am shifting your mindset. I hope that you hear the faith that we are going to stand, and I hope you're coming into agreement with us right now, because we are going to pray as we have been asked to do, but because we want to, because we know that prayer is the answer, because we know that when we tap into the Spirit and into the heart of God, we can shake the heavens and God will rectify any of this nonsense. And so we are going to come into agreement right now. Now, every day, Cindy Taylor, one of our elders, sends out prayer points that we can come into agreement in prayer. And so if you're watching right now and you are not signed up, you can do that. Put it under the prayer request on the website and with your information, and you will get daily reminders of prayer that we can come into agreement with and build prayer power. I saw a lot of people are doing this on Facebook as well. Listen, look at what God is doing. He's bringing people together in prayer like never before. So We are the people of God. We are called to be the salt and light. We are called to have the favor and the and shine for God. And so we're going to do that today. So let us begin. Father God, we thank you, God. You know what I want? Where's Pharaoh? Pharaoh, will you come down here? Pharaoh, I had heard from the Lord about this situation, and he had, so I just want you to pray that out. Can you pray it out instead of talk it out? I think you can pray it probably more effectively and release the wisdom that the Lord gave you about that right now, okay?
So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you have given us faith to act in the realm of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And that even when we do not see the realm of the kingdom fully manifested in our lives, Lord, we can still operate in high levels of faith and wisdom and be able to carry that out and see it through until the finish line. And so, Father, we just declare now in the name of Jesus that you are giving us the capacity, Lord Jesus, to know how to live in faith and wisdom. God, we release that over this nation now. In the name of Jesus, and we declare by the power of the Spirit of God that we are people who walk in the Spirit of the Lord. We are people who walk in the power of God, and we are ones who demonstrate who Jesus is and how he is able to overcome every area of trouble in the name of Jesus and bring us into fullness of victory. And so, God, we stand in that, Lord, even as we operate in natural wisdom that you have given us, Lord, we stand and we also say we are operating in high levels of faith, that our faith is not compromised because of wisdom. That is never the case. And so, God, we just declare that now. We declare that over this nation. We declare that over your people, Lord. We declare that over your church, that as the church of Jesus Christ in this nation responds in the right way to this fear, God, we thank you that we are, God, a source of wisdom and a source of faith, that we are the source of both in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for it. Lord, I thank you that the manifestation of the kingdom of God comes in this time, in this moment, in this season, Lord. And to your name will be all glory, and to your name will be all praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you that we know how to call upon your name, and we call upon your name right now, Lord. We declare that you have not brought us this far to leave us, Lord. You have handled this plague on your own, and Lord, we take authority over this sickness, and we command it to leave us, leave our families, leave our community, leave our country, leave our borders, and leave the United States and the world. Lord, we call forth remedy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call forth natural remedy as well. We thank you that you have raised up and put together a team of people that are fighting against this and coming up with the remedy so that it could never harm anyone else again. Lord, we unleash by the Spirit wisdom into doctors and nurses, Lord. We send your protective power over our first responders, Lord, over the children, over every age group. And Lord, we pray. Protect the elderly. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they have wisdom that we need. We honor them today, and we thank you. You are securing them so that we may learn at their feet. Lord, I thank you from generation to generation to generation to generation, we will exercise our faith as never before. We will stand and we will declare and we will see this thing come to nothing, Lord. We declare wisdom in every situation that we have to face, for ourselves, for our churches, for all those that are making decisions that could affect others, Lord. We declare that we are surrounded by you. We are surrounded by your love. We are surrounded by the love that dispels fear. We come together today and we cancel The biggest attack that there is right now is a spirit of fear that would cause people to lose hope, to lose their faith in you. And Lord, we stand firm upon who you are. And we thank you, God, for people all over this world, praying and putting their trust and confidence in you. Lord, I declare that your name will be lifted high. We will declare the power of you. We will declare your glory. We will see you come and bring the remedy, Lord. We declare that we belong to God. We declare that our nation belongs to you. We declare that you hear our prayers. We declare that you are turning this sickness away. Lord, we declare that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. And Lord, we ship it into Satan's strongholds. In Jesus' name, we reverse this curse and we announce the blessing, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We declare you as the God of peace, that you left us with peace. You said you gave us peace. Peace that the world doesn't understand, you already gave it to us. We thank you, Lord, that our hearts will not be troubled. Our hearts will not be afraid. Lord, I thank you that you said there's no fear in love. And so I call the body of Christ together in love to stop taking sides, to stop saying things like you are releasing judgment, Lord. God, we thank you that you have reserved judgment for judgment day, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, that we are not under your judgment, that you did not bring a plague to kill the elderly for judgment. God, I just break the power of those words off of people right now. And Lord, I call forth faith, and I call forth honor, and I call forth remedy in your precious name, Lord. I thank you that fear is made perfect in love. There is nothing that can stand against your love, Lord. Lord, we stand right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you dispel angel armies right now. Dispatch them, Lord. Send them out to protect and enable them to do what they are called to do. We ask you to provide wisdom for all those that are working diligently against this thing, Lord. We thank you that it is coming. We declare it, Lord. It is coming to a speedy end. Lord, I thank you that even as you showed us on Wednesday night as we gathered to pray, that Lord, that we grab a hold of this virus and we squash it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the remedy. I thank you, Lord, that you are working on our behalf and that we will come out of this stronger than we have ever been before, united as we have never been before, honoring as we have never honored before, lifting up each other, Lord, getting rid of judgment and allowing the Spirit to show us the fruit, not just the gifts. So, Lord, we call forth the fruit of the Spirit right now. We thank you, Lord, you've been waiting for the church to recognize the fruit is just as important as the gifts moving. And so, Lord, we thank you and we receive the gifts. We thank you that they move in our midst. But also, Lord, we personally, corporately, and throughout the body of Christ, we ask that, Lord, you would show us what is like to walk in all of the fruit of the Spirit. I thank you, God, for giving us a heart to help those that can't help themselves. Lord, I rally your people to get canned goods and baby wipes and whatever their neighbors need to make dinners and to deliver them, to share of whatever abundance that they have, that there would be no stinginess, no holding on to things, no hoarding. But God, I release that spirit of giving to one another in Jesus' name. I thank you that when we all come together, we will have enough. Father, we also, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you that you are calling upon those that have more than enough. Lord, those that have an abundance of wealth, that they will see and come to this answer of the economy, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are causing people that have been tight-fisted to unleash what you have entrusted to them, Lord. God, I thank you that you are aware of all of these things and you already have a remedy for it. So, Lord, we ask, God, that even those that have been asking you for strategic ways, Lord, to improve and to make the economy grow, that you are dropping things inside of them right now, God, that they will be able to seize the moment and seize the promises that you have given them and to arise at such a time as this. And Lord, we say there will not be any feeble among us, there will be no sickness among us, and there will be no poverty among us either, in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, that you have called us to operate in more than enough so that your name will be glorified on this earth. And so, Lord, we say we are not going backwards, but we are going forwards in every area of our life, Lord. I thank you that everybody that is listening to this today is operating under the sound of your voice, that faith is arising, that they are allowing you to deal with their hearts, Lord, that they are giving up everything to you. And Lord, that their mind is set, that as we have an opportunity to have time, that they will take this time to knit their heart closer to you than they ever have. I thank you, God, for that. I thank you for causing families to recognize the importance of family right again. Oh, God, turn the tide against the enemy. Let us get our priorities in alignment with your priorities. Let us fall in love with you all over again. Let us fall in love with your word all over again. Let us fall in love with our families all over again. And let us fall in love with each other all over again. Lord, you said, and it was a commandment, that we would love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our spirit, and to love our neighbor as ourself. Lord, as we proceed, Lord, we are not losing anything, but we are gaining. So, Lord, I thank you for that peace now that passes understanding. God, I thank you that we can enter into it even right now. We can be secure in you, and we can be secure in who we are because you have called us for such a time as this. Lord, the day of trouble has been answered by our cry to you, by our acknowledgement of you, by our belief in the remedy is that you have come to deliver us. And we will glorify your name. So we honor you today, Lord. We honor you as a people. We stand in the gap and we honor you as the body of Christ. We honor you. We give you the praise and the honor and glory for the answer to all of these things that concern us, Lord. And Lord, we stand in the gap for those who don't know you, Lord, that there is a spirit of repentance that is coming. A spirit of repentance for them to be able to examine their life and to lay down everything at your feet and to know that you are God and that Jesus is their remedy. So, Father, we activate faith. We activate the saints to be able to walk in peace first, walk in peace, and then walk in power. And we trust you for it. We honor you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If any of the worshipers want to pray, I'm going to let you pray if you want to. I know we just have, thank you for the people in the media department and the worshipers that are here today to make this happen. And so if you want to pray, then you can. Ooh. Okay. They just agreed with me then. All right. Okay. All right. I want to talk to you about offerings, because obviously we're not in the building, but we do have to pay for the building. So I want you to, by faith, understand that this is sowing into the future that God has for you. By faith. By faith, we're sowing into 300 to be a part of this church. We don't have to chase blessings. The Bible says that God has commanded His blessings to come upon us. So if we stay in the Word of God and we obey His Word and we are faithful to Him, blessings are going to find you. So we have to understand blessings are coming to us. These are blessings that already have your name on them. Blessings, and you can say, I have blessings with my name on them. I have blessings with my name on them. Jeremiah 29 says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. You will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. He says, I know how I'm looking at you. He does not look at you the way that the world looks at you. He does not look at circumstances the way the world looks at circumstances. He does not want you to get upset about this, but He sent His Son to save us from the curse. And how many of you know poverty is under the curse? And so we have the blessing upon us. He wants to know that His goodness is towards you. David said, I would have fainted if I would not have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so we are not just going to wait to get to heaven to have the blessing, but we're operating in the blessing right now. And so there's all kinds of things being fleshed on there of how you can send in your tithe and offerings. And so I hope that you will be honoring to God and honoring to this house to do that. And I want to make a declaration over you today, that as you sow your seed today, that faith is arising and you are sowing it into your future. You have hope because of God. He has announced the blessing over you, and no demon in hell can stop His blessing. Your seed is activating the good things that He has pre-planned for your life, for this church family, for your family, and for everyone else that you will be a blessing to. And I declare that you are blessed as you give, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, so I will close as I always do in declaring that I love you, and I really do. Thank you. And who do we love the most? Jesus. And who loves us the most? Jesus. All right, be the light, be in peace, stay in faith, and go tell somebody about who He is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today at Liberty Life Center. We hope you were challenged and encouraged by today's message. Visit us online at libertylifecenter.org, where we have links to other archived messages and even a place to give. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/libertylifecenter. We hope you'll join us again next week. In the meantime, embrace, display, and share God's love.